Hello, today is Thursday, December 1st. I'm Tracy Anderson, and thanks for joining me today. Let's look at a few markets in the holiday season and a peek at getting ready for 2023. I'm going to start with poultry because our least favorite issue just won't go away. So poultry and avian flu continues to plague the poultry industry. For the last week, 15 new reports affecting 1.9 million birds. Total birds removed from the food supply this year, 52.4 million, and we are not done. As southern migration continues, bird flu is now being reported in Mexico, Peru, Ecuador, and Colombia. The CEO of Hormel, Jim Snee, which owns Jennie-O Turkey Products, expects bird flu to affect supply into the second half of 2023. So no relief anytime soon. Lest we think this is only affecting turkeys, the two major sectors affected are turkeys and egg-laying chickens. While we've lost over 8 million turkeys to this virus, we've lost over 40 million egg-laying chickens. The chicken broiler segment, relatively free from avian flu, is heavy with supply, light on demand, and pricing is, well, it's just dirt cheap. Packers are not making money at these price levels, but restaurants surely should be. I'd feature and promote chicken. Looking into the new year, I don't think we'll see a crazy high wing prices for Super Bowl. Maybe some movement higher, but this will not be typical Super Bowl wing season. Okay, let's look at beef. And the beef production for the holiday week was a pretty strong 579,000 head compared to the prior week's full production of 674,000 head. We're in holiday mode for the next 3 weeks, which means ribeyes and tenderloins center stage and commanding premium pricing. This year will be no different. However, I think these high-end middle meats will be moving lower a bit sooner than we traditionally expect. Chucks and rounds are finding buyers on the retail level, while grounds are holding steady. I do think we'll see the overall market move lower, but we need to get a week or probably two into the holiday sales season and see if the anticipated demand is there. Let's look at grains, and I'm happy to report not much excitement in the grain market, as the crops are harvested and things seem pretty stable. Corn closed at $6.59, same as last week. Soy oil could be moving lower over the next couple weeks, away from those recent highs. Holiday baking season will be well supplied with flour, and pricing is steady. Now let's look at pork, and pork production for the holiday week was a strong 478 million pounds. Production should start to slow over the next few weeks as we head to the new year. Belly prices are under $100, closing yesterday at $97. The next move will be higher, but I think we have a few weeks before we see any real market appreciation. As with chicken, there's lots of product available and not enough ready buyers. I'd be featuring chicken and pork, as they are real values. And finally, a look at dairy. Seems the dairy markets aren't sure what direction to go. Through Thursday, barrel is up 1, block is down 8, and butter is steady. We should see lower numbers over the next couple weeks, so I'm taking a just buy what you need approach. Okay, with that, I'm done. Thanks for listening, and let's do it again next week.